Now, an influential delegation from the US Congress will visit London in the coming days amid concern in Washington over the Northern Ireland Protocol and plans by the UK to scrap parts of it. The delegation will be led by Congressman Richard Neal, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, which has significant power over future trade deals. Co-chair of the Congressional EU Caucus, Brendan Boyle, has written to the UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, expressing concerns over plans by the British government to scrap parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is designed to prevent a hard border on the island of Ireland. And Congressman Brendan Boyle is on the line now. Brendan Boyle, you're very welcome to the programme. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
You have written this strongly worded letter to Liz Truss about the Northern Ireland Protocol. What's your key message to her?
Well, we come out with two messages from the Northern Ireland Assembly election. I've communicated both of these publicly. First is congratulations to all the winners. Now it is incumbent upon all of you to get with the work and business of government, to take up your seats and make the institutions created by the Good Friday Agreement work. And then the second point that we've made, and this was more directly related to the letter to Liz Truss, is essentially stop using the protocol as a way to bring about yet again another round of kind of crisis panic mode that we seem to be in over the last couple of years, ever since Boris Johnson and David Frost negotiated this protocol, signed it, won an election on the deal, got the deal through Parliament. But then every month or so, every couple months, they threaten to unilaterally take some action that would undermine it or completely rip it up. And we're again in that cycle. As early as Monday, indications are they might be putting forward legislation in the British Parliament that would rip up parts of the protocol unilaterally. This is destructive.
Yes, and the justification they have put forward for that is that they say the protocol is causing political instability, as you just heard from our previous item. That is certainly the case, that they say it is leading to civil unrest in Northern Ireland, and removing the protocol, according to the UK and reports coming, briefings coming from the UK government, removing it, they say, would protect peace and allow the institutions to be re-established. Now, what's your assessment of that position?
What matters is not what I say, and frankly, what matters is not what anyone in London says. It's what the people of Northern Ireland have said themselves. And just less than a week ago, or maybe it was exactly 1 week ago now, 60% of the parties and candidates that are pro-protocol just won the election for the Assembly in Northern Ireland. That is an impressive, overwhelming majority of the voters in Northern Ireland voting in favor of the protocol. Further, as we just heard in the previous report, there's also evidence that the protocol is working financially quite well for Northern Ireland, which is not surprising, having this sort of privileged position of having a foot within the EU market, single market, and having a foot in the UK market, presents some real tangible advantages. So I think it's quite clear that we should listen to the people of Northern Ireland who have made their voices quite clear in the election of just a week ago.
If the protocol is scrapped unilaterally and in breach of the international agreement that is there, what are the implications for a potential trade deal then between Britain and the United States?
Well, first, let's just recognize how horrible that would be for the Republic of Ireland. Because now suddenly the Republic of Ireland would, which had nothing to do with Brexit at all, would suddenly face the prospect of being excluded from the EU single market. Or we'd be back to the situation of having to place a border on the island of Ireland. Both of these things are absolutely unacceptable. Now, in terms of what the US would do, we've been quite clear for about 6 years now, ever since the initial Brexit vote. And that is that if there was ever a return to a hard border in Ireland, there will be no prospect whatsoever, no enthusiasm, no interest in a US-UK free trade deal. I've expressed that view. Many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle have expressed that view. It is also the view of President Biden.
We heard from Lord Frost, the UK's former chief Brexit negotiator, who said that the UK should not fear a trade war with the EU. He was also, though, very critical of the United States intervention in Northern Ireland. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say this week.
I know the administration here is following this closely. I urge them to be cautious in what they say and what they do. Honestly, I'm not convinced the niceties of Northern Ireland are well understood by this administration, and I hope they will think hard before telling a friendly government how they must act to protect the unity and territorial integrity of their own country.
That was Lord Frost speaking in Washington last night, Congressman Boyle. He's effectively telling the US to butt out of UK business. What do you make of that?
Well, this reminds me of the attitude of some in London 30 years ago, when the United States got involved in the peace process and President Clinton appointed former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell to chair those talks. I remember exactly the same rhetoric, that there were some in London who would say essentially butt out of a UK internal matter. Well, of course, that's nonsense. It's a much more complex situation than that. Thankfully, the president at that time, Bill Clinton, as well as a bipartisan group in Congress at the time, did not listen to those unwise voices in London who told us to butt out. We forged ahead and we helped broker what has been one of the most important peace agreements anywhere in the world in my lifetime. And we will continue to push for peace, stability, and justice in Northern Ireland.
And part of that might involve the appointment of a special envoy to Northern Ireland by the US government. When do you expect that to happen?
My understanding is this will be happening fairly soon. It's something that I strongly support. I've been pushing for it for a number of years, whether it was the Obama administration, Trump administration, now Biden administration. On the whole, if you look over the last 30 years, whether it was George Mitchell or Richard Haass or Mick Mulvaney, I think on net, the U.S. special envoys have played an important role. And I think can only help the process.
All right, Congressman Brendan Boyle, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today on the News at One.